Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin in a last-minute attempt to convince Russia to cease a deal over Iran's peaceful nuclear program. Netanyahu made the trip following a failed attempt to convince the six world powers, who met Iranian negotiators in Geneva, to lay heavy sanctions on Iran rather than signing a deal that would allow them to continue their uranium enrichment program. However, experts believe that Israel's failed attempts to convince any of the other countries, excluding France, is further isolating them in the region.
Yesterday, Netanyahu visited the president of Russia to pressurize him into not allowing concessions to Iran. However, he failed in this case. Putin stated that they need an agreement before anything and to not attack Iran. Netanyahu is lost in this deal due to his failed attempts to block U.S. diplomatic efforts with the Iranian foreign minister.
A member of the PLO stated that by involving himself in the Iranian issues, Netanyahu is attempting to put a smokescreen in front of his failed negotiations with Palestinians, but in doing so, he has humiliated himself in front of the international community.
The extreme right wing, which is Netanyahu's government, is attempting to minimize their isolation in the Middle East by surreptitiously contacting other countries concerning Iran. However, they are using this as a smokescreen to hide their own failed attempts during negotiations with Palestine, continuing settlements, construction and aggressions against the Palestinian population.
Experts agree that although Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a last desperate attempt to convince the P5 plus one countries not to support a deal with Iran, he is isolating himself as Iran continues to gain diplomatic support and trust from the countries during the Geneva talks. Neil Budden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.